On what?
For example, if they regard you.
I felt my face burn. I don't believe I merit your sarcasm, I murmured.
I'm sincere. In any case, your feelings regard me, you know.
No, I don't know, Your Highness. But I don't want to reopen now a sterile argument that no longer makes sense if it ever did. My heart is growing old. Forgive me if I don't follow you on this difficult path. Leopold kissed my hand in silence.
Well, then, I won't insist.
Oh, I thought. If only you wanted to insist, what a relief it would be for my heart. A lie, I beg you, a lie again only to who wants to believe to continue to live. After a moment of silence, he continued,
My brother is ill again, as I told you, and I am afraid this time he won't recover easily. I'd like him to retire as much as possible into private life. I've thought of the Villa di Castello, if you agree. I need quiet, and to have you at my side with your wise equilibrium. Moreover, you also need a little calm after these difficult months. Don't believe that I don't know how much you've suffered for the death of your father, even though I've never managed to be near you, like I should have been and would have wanted to be. I'm always sad when I make you unhappy. I know that you would have merited a better husband than me, but I swear that no one has really been dearer to me than you.
After a few days, we moved to Castello and stayed there all the summer, only receiving a few intimate friends. Leopold went twice a week to Florence and for the rest of the time stayed with me and the children. Between him and the bigger children, relations were a little cool. They had stayed at Pitti and at Poggio Imperiale with their entourage, and Leopold did not trust many of the gentlemen in these entourages, fearing that some of his phrases and opinions were being reported to Vienna or dispersed among public opinion.
I don't want to be compromised in any way by Joseph's politics, he often repeated.
Only with his sister Christina, he had a regular secret correspondence in which he freely expressed every idea of his, even the most unorthodox. Joseph must have guessed something and complained about it, often criticizing the one and the other as not very sincere people. My husband's reserved character became more distrustful every day, and his crises of melancholy were accentuated to the point of transforming themselves ever more often into real illnesses.